it's time for Silly Sound Theater,
where Joe and Alex have you say silly sounds.
Well, this is going to be a first and hopefully the best thing ever. We have some stories where you will fill in the blank with your best sound effect. It's kind of what they do in the movies when you're called a Foley artist and it's like, oh, they broke a bone when they got punched in the face. It's like, psh.
Yeah, you got to make that noise.
You're good at the punching sound effect. Psh, psh. Yeah, like that right there, that's worth a lot of money, okay? All right, who's going to help us out? We'll take turns. we'll go Joe first here. Let's talk to Melissa. Melissa, are you there?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Are you ready to do your best Foley artist impersonation, those people that make those sound effects in movies?
Yes.
Okay, let's get it going here. And as soon as we pause in the story, like we'll give a description, that's when you do the sound effect, okay? And just give it your best. Here we go. It was a dark and stormy day, and rain was pouring. Alex was already awake when her alarm clock went off. Time for work, she thought. Alex brushed her teeth, rinsed her mouth, and spit it into the sink. Alex grabbed her coat and walked out the door. When she got into her car and tried to start it, something wasn't right. The car wasn't turning over. After trying for several minutes, she decided to call an Uber. When the Uber driver finally got there, Alex hopped in and noticed that her driver had the bass turned all the way up. She couldn't hear anything. By the time Alex got to work, she was exhausted.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, wow. Round of applause right there. Melissa, you're amazing. Are you a Foley artist? What do you do for a living?
I work for Goodwill of Central and Southern Indiana.
Wow.
Well, they are lucky to have you. You're a blast. Hey, thanks for calling in, Melissa, and being part
of
Silly Sound Theater.
Guys.
We love you more. Okay, Alex, good luck topping that one, because Melissa was amazing.
She was so good.
Let's see. Who are we going to get for you? Looks like we've got Ashley in Fishers. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
All right. That's pretty stiff, huh? That was pretty good.
That was good. I was impressed.
All right. Can you do that, though? Are you ready to step your game up?
I think I'm better.
All right. Alex, the floor is yours. And Ashley, we're doing Silly Sound Theater on the Joe and Alex Show.
No, it's Silly Sound Theater.
Silly Sound Theater.
Joe is excited to take his dogs, Benny and Paddington, to the park. They had been antsy all day and would not stop barking. Finally, after getting a leash on them, they were on their way. But after a car drove by at a high speed, it startled Joe's dogs. His dog, Benny, bit a huge chunk out of Joe's leg. Joe yelped. And his other dog, Paddington, tried to lick his wound to make him feel better. That's when a neighbor saw Joe lying on the ground in pain, but instead of helping him, he slammed his door shut. Poor Joe.
Hey! Damn, I don't care what anybody says. The Joe and Alex Show might suck. Like, I agree, we're not going to win any awards anytime soon, but our listeners? Holy crap.
Better
Ashley
than us.
Ashley and Fishers, Melissa on the east side. Round of applause again,
great job.
Please. And thus concludes
Silly Sound.